Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about something that's been making waves: artificial intelligence in the workplace. And we're not just talking about robots on assembly lines here, but how AI is transforming the world of human resources. We've got a ton of recent research articles all tackling this topic from different angles, and we're going to break it all down for you.
Yeah, it really feels like more than just a tech trend, doesn't it? This research really digs deep into how AI is changing the very foundation of how we work. Like everything from the moment you apply for a job to how your performance is evaluated. It's pretty huge.
Right, it's like AI is becoming this integral part of the whole employee journey. But before we jump into the specifics, can you give us a quick overview of the type of AI we're talking about? Like, what are some of the techniques these researchers are looking at?
Well, you won't be surprised to hear that machine learning is really the big cheese in most of these papers. Think of it like AI learning from experience. You feed it tons of data and it uses that to spot patterns and then make predictions. It's pretty wild.
So is that kind of how those streaming services figure out what shows to recommend to you? They look at what you've watched and make a guess about what you might like?
Exactly. And while you see some deep learning, which is where AI teaches itself to recognize things by crunching massive amounts of data and other cool stuff like fuzzy systems, which can handle vague information, kind of like our brains do, it's really machine learning that's stealing the show when it comes to reshaping HRM.
Fascinating. One of the papers mentioned this term, Industry 4.0. Now, to me, that sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. What exactly does that mean in terms of AI and the future of work?
It's a pretty powerful idea. Imagine a world where you can't really tell where the physical world ends and the digital world begins. That's Industry 4.0. We're talking robots and humans working side by side in factories, AI making split-second decisions to keep supply chains humming, and data analysis shaping every move a company makes. And right at the heart of it all is AI driving these changes and totally changing how we work.
Okay, so let's break down how this actually plays out in the real world. We keep hearing about this human-centered AI. What exactly is that, and how is it different from, say, the AI we see in movies?
That's a super important distinction. With human-centered AI, it's all about using AI to make us better at what we do, not to replace us. It's about finding that sweet spot where human intelligence and artificial intelligence work together.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. Let's say a company wants to use AI to improve how they hire people. Instead of just letting an algorithm make the final call, the AI could analyze all the resumes and pick out the top candidates based on certain skills. Then a human recruiter would swoop in and interview those shortlisted people, taking things like personality, cultural fit, and all those other things AI might miss into account.
So it's like giving HR professionals superpowers. They can use the AI to do the heavy lifting and then focus on those uniquely human aspects of the hiring process.
Exactly. It's all about leveraging AI's strengths without losing sight of what makes us human. And this whole idea of human-centered AI isn't limited to just recruitment. It pops up in other areas of HR too.
That's reassuring. Speaking of other areas, let's chat about training. The old way of doing things with everyone sitting through the same boring training sessions just seems so outdated. How is AI changing the game there?
Oh, this is where it gets really cool. Imagine a world where your training is completely customized to you, based on your skills, what you need to work on, and even your career goals. That's the beauty of AI-powered learning.
Wow, so it's like having a personal tutor available 24/7.
Kind of. AI can figure out how you learn, best identify your strengths and weaknesses, and even suggest specific content or exercises that'll help you learn way more effectively.
That's incredible. What kind of benefits are researchers seeing from this kind of personalized learning?
Well, several studies show that AI-powered personalized learning can help people remember information better, get more excited about learning, and even become more productive at work. And it's not just about working faster, it's about making the whole learning experience more engaging and enjoyable for employees.
That's what we call a win-win. I bet employees would be way more open to training if they knew it was specifically designed for them and their career growth.
For sure. And that brings us to another area where AI is shaking things up: performance management.
Ah, yes, performance reviews. I think we've all got stories about those. Can AI really improve that whole process? Because right now it feels like a necessary evil at best.
You're preaching to the choir. Many people find those traditional performance reviews to be stressful, totally subjective, and honestly not very helpful. But AI has the potential to completely revolutionize how we think about performance management.
Okay, tell me more. How is AI changing the game when it comes to performance reviews?
Well, for starters, AI can give employees real-time feedback on how they're doing. Instead of waiting for that annual review, Imagine getting personalized feedback and coaching all year round, allowing you to constantly learn and improve as you go.
So it's like having a constant feedback loop, helping employees stay on track and reach their full potential.
You got it. AI can also help managers set more objective performance goals based on actual data. That reduces the chances of bias or personal opinions sneaking into evaluations, which can be a huge problem with traditional performance reviews.
That's a game changer. One of the biggest complaints about performance reviews is that they can feel so random or unfair. AI could help fix that, right?
Absolutely. By bringing more data and insights to the table, AI can make the whole performance management process more transparent, objective, and ultimately fairer for everyone.
Okay, you've convinced me. No more annual reviews, just constant feedback and improvement. But this brings up another crucial aspect of the workplace, employee well-being. How is AI impacting that whole area?
That's an area where AI has the potential to do a lot of good, but also comes with some very real concerns.
Interesting. Tell me more. Where do you see the most potential for AI to make a positive impact?
Well, safety is a big one. Some industries are just inherently risky. AI can analyze tons of data from things like wearable sensors, cameras, and other gadgets to spot potential hazards before they even happen. Think of it like preventing accidents before they occur.
That's incredible, especially in industries like construction or manufacturing. That could be huge for keeping workers safe. But you mentioned concerns too.
Right. And a lot of those concerns come down to privacy.
Yeah.
If you've got AI constantly watching employees to make sure they're safe, it makes you wonder how much surveillance is too much. And how do we make sure that data is being used ethically and responsibly without violating anyone's privacy? It's a tough one.
It's a tough balance for sure.
Yeah.
We want to use AI to create safer workplaces, but we also need to make sure employees feel comfortable and respected.
Exactly. And that tension between the amazing potential of AI and the ethical questions it raises is a theme that pops up again and again in the research.
This has been incredibly insightful so far. I'm curious, are there any surprising or unexpected ways that AI is being used in human resources that we haven't even touched on yet?
One thing that stands out is this idea of predicting employee turnover. Imagine an AI system that can analyze all sorts of data, like employee emails, what they're looking at online, even their facial expressions during meetings, to figure out who might be thinking about quitting.
Whoa, that sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie, doesn't it? Being able to predict who's going to quit before they even know it themselves, that's both fascinating and a little creepy. What are your thoughts?
I get why people might feel uneasy about it, but what if instead of seeing it as a way to spy on employees, we looked at it as a way for companies to get ahead of potential problems and hold on to their best people?
Yeah.
Like imagine the AI notices an employee who's showing signs of burnout or just not feeling engaged. That could give the company a heads up to intervene early, offer support, adjust their workload, and hopefully keep them from leaving.
That's a much more positive spin on it. It's like using AI to understand and support employees better, not to punish or control them.
You got it. And that's why transparency is so important in all of this. Employees need to know what these AI systems are doing, what data they're using, and how it's all being interpreted. Without that transparency, it's easy to see why people might be a little freaked out by AI in the workplace.
Transparency and trust are key, especially when we're talking about something as important as people's careers and livelihoods. So, with all of these potential benefits and challenges, where do you see all of this heading? What's the bigger picture here?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? And thankfully, the research gives us some pretty interesting clues. One thing that keeps popping up is this idea of a major shift in the fundamental nature of work itself.
Okay, I'm intrigued. What do you mean by that?
Well, for a really long time, work has been defined by specific tasks and job titles. But as AI and automation take over more tasks, a lot of those traditional jobs are going to start to disappear. The jobs of the future are probably going to look completely different from the jobs we have today.
So are we all going to be replaced by robots? Should I start sending out my resume to robot staffing agencies?
Not quite. Mm. While some jobs will definitely be automated away, AI is also creating tons of brand new opportunities and roles that we can't even imagine yet. Think about all the jobs that didn't even exist before the internet. We're probably on the verge of a similar shift in the workplace thanks to AI.
It's both exciting and a little scary, don't you think? It's like we're standing at the very beginning of a whole new world of work and we have no idea what's in store.
That's the truth. And that's why it's so important to talk about these things, to dig into the research and really think critically about how we want to shape this future. Because one thing's for sure, AI isn't going anywhere. So it's up to us to figure out how to make it work for everyone.
It's like we're building the plane while we're flying it. So let's talk about some of the rules of the road here. One of the big ones that always comes up is this fear of AI stealing everyone's jobs. Is that a legit concern, or are we getting ahead of ourselves?
It's a little both, to be honest.
Yeah.
There are definitely some jobs out there, especially ones that involve a lot of repetition or number crunching, that are going to be automated.
Mm-hmm.
That's just reality. And that means we need to make sure those workers have support and opportunities to learn new skills and adapt to this new world of work.
So what can be done? What are the researchers saying about dealing with this whole job displacement thing?
A lot of the papers talk about reskilling and upskilling as being super important. Like, imagine programs specifically designed to help people whose jobs are being automated transition into those new jobs that AI is creating. It's all about learning to work with the technology, not against it.
So it's like learning a new language. You've got to learn the skills to thrive in this new AI-powered workplace. And it's not just blue-collar jobs that are being affected, right?
Nope, not even close. We're seeing AI pop up in places like finance and law, too. But here's the interesting thing. It's not always about replacing those jobs entirely. A lot of times AI is being used to take care of the more tedious, repetitive tasks. That frees up the human experts to focus on the stuff that requires creativity, critical thinking, and real problem-solving skills. Mm. The things AI isn't so great at.
So those uniquely human skills are going to become even more valuable in this new world of work.
You got it. Several papers actually suggest that as AI handles more of the routine stuff, those human skills, things like emotional intelligence, communication, adaptability, those are going to be the things that employers are really looking for. It's kind of ironic. The more advanced AI gets, the more important our humanness becomes.
That's a really cool way to think about it. It's not humans versus machines. It's about finding that balance, that sweet spot where they work together to do things that neither could do alone.
Exactly. Think of it this way. AI might be able to crunch numbers and spot trends like nobody's business, but it takes human judgment and intuition to actually understand what those trends mean and how to use them. That's where we come in.
That makes a lot of sense. But I have to admit, I'm still a little freaked out by some of the potential downsides we talked about earlier. Like, using AI to predict who's going to quit their job based on what they do online, that still feels kind of iffy to me.
I hear you. It's definitely a sensitive area, and we need to tread carefully. That's why a lot of these researchers are saying it's crucial to have ethical guidelines and frameworks for using AI in HR. We need to make sure these systems are being used responsibly and transparently, with protections in place to safeguard people's privacy and prevent bias.
So it's not just about the technology itself. It's about how we choose to use it and what values we prioritize.
100%.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of values, one of the things that really jumped out at me in these papers was this idea of algorithmic accountability. It sounds kind of intense. Can you break that down for us? What does that even mean, and why is it important?
For sure. It basically means making sure that AI systems are held responsible for the decisions they make, just like humans are. It's about having ways to keep an eye on those systems, spot any potential bias or mistakes, and have a way to fix things if something goes wrong.
So it's like checks and balances for AI, just like we have for governments and stuff.
Exactly. This could look like independent audits of AI systems to make sure they're not biased, clear rules about how AI can and cannot be used to make decisions about people's jobs, and even ways for employees to appeal a decision that was made by an algorithm.
That last part is huge, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because right now it can feel like these algorithms have all the power, and we don't really understand how they work or how to challenge them if we need to.
Absolutely. And that's why this whole idea of explainable AI is so important. It's not enough for an AI to make a decision. It needs to be able to explain why it made that decision.
Yeah.
And it needs to be able to explain it in a way that makes sense to us regular humans. That's the key to building trust, making sure things are fair, and ultimately ensuring that AI is working for us, not the other way around.
It's like that old saying, justice must not only be done, it must also be seen to be done.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with AI. We need to be able to see how it's making decisions. Those processes need to be out in the open.
I love that analogy. So where do we go from here? This all feels so big and complicated. Where do we even start?
You're right. It is a lot. But the good news is we don't have to figure it all out on our own. Collaboration is key. We need tech experts, HR folks, ethicists, policymakers, and of course, employees all working together to come up with ethical guidelines, implement safeguards, and make sure that AI is used in a way that benefits everyone.
Collaboration seems to be the magic word. We can't just leave it up to the techies or the AI gurus. We all have a role to play in shaping this future. So for our listeners who are probably feeling a little overwhelmed by all of this, what's the one thing you want them to take away from this conversation?
I'd say, first off, it's totally okay to feel overwhelmed by all of this. You're not alone. But more importantly, I want them to know that they have a voice. They have power. The future of work with AI isn't set in stone. By staying informed asking questions, and being part of this conversation, they can actually help shape how AI is used in their workplaces and in the world.
It's not about being scared of the robots. It's about becoming active participants and figuring out how they fit into our lives.
Exactly. And it starts with understanding what AI can do, what the potential benefits and drawbacks are. Don't be afraid to ask tough questions and demand transparency, especially from your employers.
You know, it's actually really empowering to realize that we have a say in how AI shapes the future of work.
I completely agree. It's not a done deal. We have agency, and we get to help decide what this future looks like.
For sure. We hear so much about the technology itself, but this deep dive has really underscored how important the human element is. Like, we need to be thinking about the ethics, the need for transparency, and making sure this technology actually serves us and reflects our values.
Absolutely. It's about finding that sweet spot between pushing the boundaries of what's possible and making sure we're doing it responsibly, making sure AI benefits everyone, not just a select few.
It's like walking a tightrope, isn't it? We need to be excited about the potential of AI, but also realistic about the potential downsides and make sure we're taking steps to avoid them.
You nailed it. It's not an either-or situation.
Yeah.
It's not progress or protection.
Mm.
We can and should strive for both.
Absolutely. So for our listeners who are ready to roll up their sleeves and help create this future of work, where do they even begin? What are some concrete steps they can take?
I think it starts with education. Knowledge is power. The more you know about AI, how it works, what it can do, the better equipped you'll be to have those important conversations and advocate for responsible AI.
So read up on AI. Listen to podcasts like this one. Go to industry events.
Exactly. Immerse yourself in that world and don't be afraid to ask questions. If something doesn't make sense, ask. If you disagree with how AI is being used, say something.
So it's about being informed and engaged, not just sitting on the sidelines.
Exactly. Right? And if your company is starting to use AI systems, ask questions. How are they using it? What data are they collecting? What are they doing to address potential bias? Are there safeguards in place to protect your privacy and your rights as an employee?
It's about making sure that AI is being implemented in a way that aligns with your values and the values of your workplace.
Right. And if you see something that doesn't feel right, don't stay silent. Talk to your coworkers. Talk to your HR department. Join an industry group. Reach out to your elected officials. Your voice matters. You have power.
There's that word again, power. It sounds like this is a collective effort. We're all in this together.
We are. No one person has all the answers, but together we can create a future of work that is both innovative and human-centered. A future where AI helps us unleash our potential instead of holding us back.
That's a great point. It's not man versus machine. It's about finding ways for humans and AI to work together to solve problems and create a better future.
Exactly. And that brings us back to this idea of human-centered AI. It's about designing these systems in a way that empowers us, not overpowers us. AI should help us be more human, not less.
I love that. More human, not less. That's a perfect place to end our deep dive today. This has been such a fascinating and insightful conversation.
I couldn't agree more. It's been a pleasure exploring these ideas with you.
And to our listeners, thank you so much for joining us. We hope this deep dive has given you plenty to think about and maybe even inspired you to get involved in shaping the future of work. See you next time.